Will the weather cooperate to help finish planting? And what could happen for Indiana farmers if the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is allowed to expire? I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News. Well, much like Tyrese Halliburton hitting the game-winning shot for the Indiana Pacers last Thursday night in Game 1 of the NBA Finals against the Oklahoma City Thunder, it's now late in the fourth quarter when it comes to Indiana's farmers finishing their corn and soybean planting for the year. Unfortunately, the weather may not be as cooperative for those needing to get the rest of their seed in the ground.
Drying appears to be a little bit difficult over the next couple of weeks.
And that's Hoosier Ag Today's chief meteorologist, Ryan Martin. And after the rainfall we saw last week and this past weekend, he says the biggest window for drying and evaporation is this coming week.
I think we then are dry and getting sunshine back for later Tuesday afternoon through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I'm going to say the first part of Saturday. Evaporation rates will be at near maximum, and I think we start drying pretty good. We just got a lot of moisture to work through by that point in time.
Ryan says there's a lot of instability as we look ahead to this coming weekend.
Heat and humidity are going to be part of this, but just overall moisture flow off the Gulf into the Eastern Corn Belt. So I'm going to say hit and miss, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible each day, especially in the afternoons. And we can look at a combined period rainfall amount of a half to 1 inch across 90% of the Hoosier state.
And looking ahead to next week,
dry next Tuesday forward through the end of the week, we're talking about the 17th through at least the 19th and 20th. But we're also seeing some significant warm air, some heat building in that time frame.
You can check out Ryan Martin's complete Indiana farm forecast anytime at HoosierAgToday.com.